Brandon Jackson was unable to go today. He tried to go into the jog through period, and then he had a setback. Yeah, I think it just flared up on him. So we'll see. We'll see how he is. Yeah. It kind of goes that way sometimes, but you know, I'm confident. I mean, Jared played through, you know, the ankle injuries last year, so my gut is it's not very, you know, real serious. But I'll have more information probably tomorrow. About Collins? Well, he's practiced 2 days in a row, so I anticipate Nick will go. I mean, he's always been a real pro when it comes to, you know, comes to playing through injuries. So I anticipate that he'll go. I'm sorry? Yes, that's correct. He's taking all his reps. Well, I think you're asking me two questions. I guess the first part of your question is we're all guilty of over-evaluating things. I think sometimes your strengths can possibly sometimes be a weakness. I think they're coached very well, all of our positions. I think they're very detail-oriented. You know, the answer sometimes is not always an answer of technique, you know, so... football's meant to play, to be played a certain way, and I think you need to stay in touch with that. Now, we're always working on our fundamentals. We're always working on our technique. But, you know, sometimes priorities can get out of whack. I'm not saying it's happened to us. I was referring to that. I mean, we played two football games. There's information out there that we could build off of. There's information of our team that we need to work on. I mean, that's really the facts. The second part of your question, you know, everybody has a plan on how they want to call the game. Games go different ways, every single one of them. The biggest challenge I feel as a play caller is when you're playing in extraordinary down distances. And obviously when you are playing in those type of down distances, it's because something negative's happened. And we've fallen into two games in a row where we've had too many negative plays, which create a lot of long down distances. So sometimes you can overcome it, sometimes you can't. We're at our best, like most teams are, when we're playing with balance, with tempo, and we're taking care of the football. We've taken care of the football pretty good so far in these two games. We've had the one fumble. But those are the things that we strive for every day, to show up on Sundays all the time. I mean, sometimes your play goes up and down, but you have to have consistent, you know, consistency in the fundamental things that you believe in, the things that you do every day. And that's the things I really put the most emphasis on. Well, I mean, just the way we played before, excuse me, referring to the run support aspect of it. Well, you know, there's a lot more communication involved in our scheme today. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, just the way the game was going, I mean, the checks and the adjustments that you make when you deal with, you know, unbalanced formations. They played a lot of clubs formation or your personnel against us. Just having the thing communicated correctly and everybody in the right gaps. I mean, that's, you know, the safeties are the key communicators back there. So, you know, Nick, if I remember serves him right, I think he had 7-plus tackles, and he went on into the game in the second quarter. So, I mean, I think he was off to a big-time game. Well, the safeties do. I mean, it's both sides. I mean, the linebackers, I mean, we have a lot more communication as far as everybody that's communicating compared to the past. So it's a big emphasis of our game. It's a big part of what Dom's brought here since the day that he's came. I look at the way we communicate now. It's very impressive compared to the way we have in the past.